to force farmers to use their services.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. New numbers show Nashville's downtown tourism district is generating even more money than previously understood. And that's fueling new ideas among state lawmakers for how to spend it. The surplus cash tops $500 million and is held by the Nashville Convention Center Authority. More than a decade ago, when the Music City Center was built, officials funneled multiple tax streams into paying off the project. Those include hotels and rental cars, as well as a portion of sales tax throughout a tourism zone that encircles downtown. The Nashville Business Journal reports the surplus has more than tripled in 3 years. It's only occasionally been tapped into, including some emergency payments to the broader metro government during tight financial times. Tennessee Republicans previously considered reworking the funding streams to be less lucrative. Now, a new proposal instead looks to define how the surplus would be spent. Among the ideas up for consideration this week are channeling dollars into the East Bank revitalization projects, doing more to court a Super Bowl, and funding more downtown safety measures. Prediction markets like Kalshi and Polymarket have made some people fortunes in recent months for betting correctly on major events. They've also raised concerns of insiders making bets on outcomes they're influencing. Tennessee lawmakers could soon make that a felony, although a state estimate suggests it would only rarely lead to convictions or sentences. Several state House and Senate committees have already signed off on the proposal, but tomorrow it heads to another Finance, Ways and Means subcommittee. News Channel 5 reports the bill also raises a question over the state's role, because while the state regulates sports gambling online, predictions markets are left up to federal officials, at least for now. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.